Hey, Shalom Aleichem, Chevra. It's so great to be able to learn together again on Erev Purim. Hope everyone's getting ready, learning a lot, and preparing for what is one of the most auspicious days on the Jewish calendar. So I want to tackle a topic today that I find very fascinating, and I hope you do as well. And it's something that you and I most oftentimes don't focus on. And the reason why we don't focus on it, it's a little bit anticlimactic. And at that point in Purim, we are a little bit hungry. And more often than not, many of us, especially younger people, are rushing to get home to switch with our wives. And so this element of Purim gets very quickly lost in the chaos of the day. And so what I want to talk about today is the bracha that we say at the end of Megillah reading, and that's the bracha of Harav Esrivenu. What's the nature of the bracha? Why exactly do we say the bracha? Again, things that we don't all the time think about, but it's at least this year we'll be able to focus a little bit more clearly on the nature of this bracha. So you look here on the top, you have the Mishnah in Maseches Megillah, which says, "Akorei Esa Megillah Omed VeYoshev." Right, you could read the Megillah standing or sitting. Makom Shenagu Levarech Yivarech. And in a place where there's the minag to say a bracha, you should say a bracha. Shelo Levarech Lo Yivarech. And if you don't say the bracha, you don't say the bracha. Rashi over there says Lo Yivarech Ein Sarech Levarech. You don't need to make a bracha. Now, one of the things that you see off the bat in the Mishnah is that the Mishnah doesn't tell us what bracha we are talking about. In fact, you and I know that there are a number of brachas that we make on the Megillah night. There are brachas at the beginning, brachas at the end, and certainly it is quite unordinary for the Mishnah to give us the option of whether we want to say the bracha or not want to say the bracha. I don't get to have the option if I want to make a bracha on my lulav and esrog or not. I don't get the option if I want to make a bracha on a kriya shofar, on a tkiya shofar. I have to make a bracha. Now, whether or not that bracha is ma'akev, that's a conversation we've had in the past as well, right? But at least lechatchila, we know that we are obligated to make those brachas. Over here by Megillah, all of a sudden the Mishnah comes along and tells us that it's optional. That if you want, you can. If you don't want it, you can't. What's strange about that is that if it's really optional, you and I both know that we have this concept in halacha called safek brachos lahakel, right? In other words, if there's a hesitation, a reticence, whether or not to say a bracha or not, so generally we shy away from reciting that bracha. And yet over here, the Mishnah says explicitly, yeah, if you feel like it, you feel like it. If you want to get home, I wouldn't say 30 seconds, because if you sing it, it takes a little bit longer than that. But if you want to get home 2 minutes faster, beat the crowd, then go for it, right? This isn't such an important bracha. That is certainly the implication of the Mishnah. So comes along the Gemara and wonders much of what we were wondering about. Makom shenagu levarech yivarech, amar abaye lo shanu ela lachareha. No, Rabbi Moskowitz, we're only talking about the bracha after Kriyas Megillah. Ava lefaneha mitzvah levarech. But beforehand, then it is a mitzvah to make the bracha, damar v'yudamar shmuel, kol ha-mitzvos kulan mevarech alein over lasiyasan. Again, we've seen that concept in many of our shirim up until that point, that we make the brachas before we actually fulfill the mitzvah. So the Gemara comes along and says, all right, clarity point number one. When the Mishnah gave you the option of whether to say the bracha or not, don't think we were talking about the brachos beforehand, because those are mitzvos. Rather, we're talking about the brachos afterwards. That bracha, which we colloquially refer to as Harav Esrivenu, that is the optional bracha. So the Gemara says, I'll skip down to the next underline, L'acharei Amai Mevarech, what is the bracha that we make? And so the Gemara goes on, what should the girsa of the bracha be? Should it be Ha'kel HaMoshia? Should it be Hashem HaNifra LiYisrael? And says Rapapa, Hilkach Nimrinu L'Travayu. Therefore, we say both, Baruch Atah Hashem HaNifra LiYisrael, Mikol Tzareim Ha'kel HaMoshia. We combine the two of them. So that is the bracha of Harav Esrivenu. We see that it's a minag, right? That whether or not you want to say the bracha is optional. That was the explicit Mishnah in Maseches Megillah. We were unsure whether we were talking about the beginning or the end. The Gemara comes along and clarifies and says, no, then in the beginning it is required because of this concept of over lasiyasan. And afterwards, it's when it is optional. Now, what is the nature of this bracha? Why do we say this bracha? If the bracha is really optional, what makes it optional, and why exactly are we saying this at the end of the Megillah? As I said, it's a very inconvenient time for many of us because we want to get home and we want to eat and we want to change places with our spouses and we want to dress up with our children, whatever it is that you do on Purim night. So we're usually in a rush out of that. So the Ram comes along, and the Ram says the following. He starts with the following question. He says, Yesh l'dmoa, bracha zo lama poseches bebaruch. Why does this start with a baruch? Sharehi smucha lech bracha shelefaneha. Because really, says the Ran, this is not a bracha in and of itself, but rather it's what we call a bracha smucha lechavrta, which means that it's connected to the bracha that came at the beginning of Megillas Esther. And so he says, just like debishlama birchas haTorah kashehi poseches bebaruch, right? What about birchas haTorah? Again, reflect upon that connection for a second, right? It opens with the word bracha, baruch. Hasam hainu taim mishim kodem takana. Sheya poseach mevarech lefaneh ve'achose mevarech l'achareh. Says the Ran, that's a holdover from earlier days when you didn't have seven people make the bracha, but rather the first guy made the first bracha, the last guy made the last bracha. V'keva to betray gavrei havei lo ro'i la'asoso kismucha l'chavertam. Because it was broken up into two different people, you can't apply the principles of bracha hasmucha l'chavertam. Basar takana nami titikun l'chol chad bracha l'faneh u'lachareh. Says the Ran, that once we made the takana, that every individual who gets an aliyah says the bracha, they kept that same surah, that everyone says the bracha beforehand, and everyone says the bracha afterwards. Kevan shekvar nitkana bracha shelachareh lo ro'u l'shanos. Right, they didn't want to make a change. Asks the Ran, aval hacha mai. But over here, why does it start with the word barach? The Megillah vaday lo mifsika, right? The Megillah that we read in between the brachos at the beginning and the brachos at the end is definitely not a hefsik. The same way we wouldn't apply hefsik by Kriyat Shema and the brachos before Kriyat Shema. To mishumachi chashvina and bracha achrona shela smuch lechavrta. Yeshlomar says the Ran. Again, the Ran's question is, why do we open with a baruch? Why isn't this a bracha smuch lechavrta? It's connected to the original brachas. Answers the Ran, no. This is fundamentally a different bracha. It operates differently in the brachos beforehand. The brachos beforehand are birchas hamitzvah. The bracha afterwards, says the Ran, is a totally different category of a bracha. Yishlomai dahai bracha acharona. Lava kriyas megillah. It's not a birchas hamitzvah on the kriyas megillah like the brachos beforehand. And that's why it's not a bracha smuch lechavrta, because they're two separate and distinct brachos. Ela, bracha bifnei atzma. It is a separate and distinct bracha, shenitkana alanis. It's a bracha that was established about commemorating the miracle. It's publicizing the miracle. The same way the Megillah is a form of pirsum nis, hanes, so too, says the Ran, the bracha of Haravis Rivenu is a bracha of pirsum nisa. It's a bracha of shevach in hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's praising Hashem. And so says the Ran, you want to know why it's not a bracha smuch l'chavrta? You want to know why it's not connected to the brachas that you and I make at the beginning of the Megillah? Because they're two separate and distinct categories of brachos. The bracha at the beginning is a bircha samitzvah. The bracha at the end is a bircha shevach. Therefore, they have nothing to do with one another. That's why the bracha of the end starts with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. It is a separate, distinct bracha. It is a separate and distinct category of a bracha as well. That is the opinion of Ran. You will see a similar approach in the Ritva and others. On the other side of the Chakira, you have a very bizarre minug of the Rambam. And one of the things that's going to make this minug of the Rambam so strange to you is that it's not the way you and I practice halacha lemaisa. What's going to happen this Thursday night? Rabbi Brand, do you read Megillah? I feel like you would read Megillah. No? You do, of course. How did I guess it? I knew you would. So Rabbi Brand reads the Megillah. Rabbi Brand, just give me a thumbs up if I'm right along the way. Oh, you can unmute yourself. When you read the Megillah, what's the very first thing that you do? Before you even read?
Your brachas.
Your brachas? What do you do? Even before the brachas, I think, or right afterwards. What do you do with the actual Megillah?
You prepare the Megillah.
How do you prepare the Megillah?
Like a letter.
Like a letter. So what does that mean? You unroll the whole thing. Right? It's a little clumsy at the beginning, a little clumsy at the end. I'm sure you have a lot of practice in it. But that's our minug. Listen to what the Rambam says. The Rambam says that's not the case. Rather, the Rambam says, Uminag Kol Yisrael, Shehakorei Asa Megillah, that the one reading the Megillah, Korei, first he reads the Megillah, then Poshet Ki Geret, after he concludes reading the Megillah, he opens it up, like we do, right? Laharos Hanes, V'ksheyigmar, and once he opens it up, Choser V'korcha Kula Umevarech, then he rolls it back together, and he makes the bracha. Now, the Rambam is a different order than us. Right? We poshet ki geres at the beginning. Then we read, then we wrap up, then we make the bracha. Rambam says, no. First you read, then you open it up, then you close it up, and then you make the bracha. What does that sound an awful lot like? What other minag, which we just introduced or reintroduced back to BRS this past Shabbos, what does that sound an awful lot like? It sounds an awful lot like our modern version of Hagbah, right? Where we read the Torah, then we lift the Torah, we open it wide, then we close the Torah, right? Doesn't that sound an awful lot like Hagbah? So the Rambam has a different minug, has a different order and sequence of events from what we do. But what's most notable about that comment of the Rambam is that what's it modeled after? It's very clearly modeled after Kriyas HaTorah. Therefore comes along Rabbi Soloveitchik, in his Hari, or Rav Shurkin, his Hari Kedem, right, quoting the name of Rabbi Soloveitchik, and says, you want to know why the Rambam does that? Because the Rambam fundamentally understands the bracha of Haravis Rivenu differently. That whereas the Ran understood Haravis Rivenu as a birchas shevach, a bracha, a praise, pirsumenis, the Rambam understood it differently. Says the Hari Kedem, ve'abir bazeh, who? De'ikar din kriyas ha-megillah hu kedin kriyas ksuvim. It's like reading psukim. It's like reading the Torah. Milvad dim pirsumenis. Yes, there's an element to pirsumenis, but there's another element, and that is kriyas ha-Torah, what we would call kriyas ha-Torah. V'lachein mevarchin al kriyas megillah kamo bishar megillos. Therefore, you make the bracha on megillah the same way you make the bracha on all the other megillahs. Ulakach b'shasa kriya sarach likros mimegillah migulales kamo b'shar kriya saksuvim. There's no other form of kriya satorah where we unravel the entire sefer beforehand. We don't do that for Rus. We don't do that for Eicha. We don't do that for any other sefer. So says the Rav, yeah, exactly, because Megillah is modeled after those. Right? Kamo b'shar kriya saksuvim. V'rak acharkach poshe ki geret laharos asanis. And only afterwards do we open it up Laharos esanes, to show the miracle, right? Because yes, of course, that is a part of the reading of the Megillah. So therefore he says that as opposed to the Ran, who understands the bracha of Haravis Rivenu strictly in terms of pirsumenis, the Rav comes along over here and says that no, that Kriyas Megillah has a different component to it, and that is Kriyas Kesuvim. It's like reading the Torah. Therefore, it comes along Rav Shurkin and Hari Kedem and says, V'chein, Mash Mevarchin Birchas Haravas Rivenu La'achar Shekorcha. Why do we make the bracha after we wrap it back together, as the Rambam says? Hu Gam Mitam Zeh. It's for the same exact reasoning. Kemo Shehevi HaGra. De'abracha Achrona B'Kriyas HaTorah Mevarchin La'achar Shegolos HaSefer Torah. The Gra says that you make the bracha on Kriyas HaTorah after you already roll back the Torah. V'hainu De'abracha Achrona Al Megillah He kebircha achrona shall say for Torah. It's modeled after the final bracha that we say on a sefer Torah. Dimidin kriyas ksuvim mevarchin al megillah. Because the reason why we are saying haravas rivenu is the exact same reason why we make a bracha at the end of kriyas hamegillah. V'alkein dami lebracha achrona, he says our bracha of haravas rivenu is similar to the final bracha Shemavarchin al Sefer Torah, Kishu Golel, Vahachanami Megillah. Right? They're exactly, directly parallel to each other. The same exact way we make the bracha at the end of Kriyas HaTorah, we make a bracha at the end of Mikra Megillah. And therefore, he says, Vahachin Srichin Asara, Lebracha Achrona, Shalom Megillah, Kishaar Kriyas Ksuvim, which we'll come back to. But says the Rav, therefore, you need 10 people for this bracha. Because the same way you need 10 people when you make any bracha on Birchas HaTorah. Umedivrei Rambam hanizkar la'el mashma. Sheino poshet al Megillah ela b'tzibor. Right? And this is what we're talking about, that it has to be b'tzibor. And again, we're going to come back to that in a little bit. So that's the rub. So what you have here is an understanding of a machlokes between Rav, the Ran on the one hand, and the Rambam on the other hand, at least the way the Rav understands the Rambam. That the Ran on the one hand understands that the bracha of Aravis Rivenu is fundamentally a different bracha, that's why it is not considered a bracha smucha l'chavrta. It is a brichas shevach, it is a bracha of praise for the Pirsumei Nisa, for the miracle of the Megillah. According to the Rambam, the way the Rav understands it, no, it's a totally different component. Yes, there's an element of Pirsumei Nisa, that's why we reveal it at the end. But he says the way the Rambam defines the mechanism of this bracha, it sounds an awful lot like a different component, which is Kriyas Kesuvim. And if it's Kriyas Kesuvim, what comes out of that is that the bracha that we make at the end is actually the same bracha or a similar bracha to the bracha that we are going to make at the end of Kriyas HaTorah. That is the machlokas, that is the chakira between the Ran and the Rambam. And I want to now give you four different nafkaminas, la halacha, how this plays out in a halachic context. So the first is a machlokes in the Tur, where the Tur quotes the Itter. And he says, Ubala Itter kasa mistabra. Kevan shebracha achrona b'minhaga talya milsa. That since this bracha of Haravas Rivenu is only a minug, ein ligor b'misha sach b'kriyasa. Right? Don't yell at the people who talk in the middle of this bracha. Delav hafsakai ella bekriya talya milsa, because it's like not really an important bracha, basically, right? It's not a hefsik. Kriyas Megillah ended, and now we're just making a bracha that has nothing to do with Kriyas Megillah. That's what the Itter says. Says the Tur veinu nira. How could he say such a thing? Dekevan shu mevarich tsarich lo lahafsik. At the end of the day, you're making a bracha. Of course, you can't have a hefsik. At the end of the day, who cares if the bracha is a minug? At the end of the day, you're making a bracha, and you got to be very careful when you make brachas not to talk in the middle of the bracha. So you have a machlokas between the Itter and the Tur. The Itter says, don't worry if you talk, it's not a hefsik. Right? Kriyas Megillah ended, this is just an add-on. And then you have the Tur who comes along and says, yeah, I understand if it's a minug, but still, how could you say such a thing that you could talk in between? What are they arguing about fundamentally? What are they arguing about conceptually? So the Beis Yosef over here says, he says, Eino Taina. He says, I don't understand the Tur's kasha on the Itter. Dekevan to Eino Mechuyev Levarech Lesof. Because you don't really have to make this bracha at the end. Nimsa Shebracha Zolo Shaicha Megillah. This bracha has no shaichas to the Megillah. In other words, Mikra Megillah ended. And now this is an add-on. So what's the point of this add-on? Ella harehu ke mishabeach umode al hanes. He says, rather, it's just praising Hashem. It's part of Mirsumei Nisa. Kemo shekasav Aran, as the Ran says. Right? Hehilkach einu inyan lemegillah lomar shelo yafsik b'kriyasa. Miu hainu b'korei atzmo. Aval ha-shomea mitamacher einu lahafsik. Right? We're only talking about the one who's making the bracha, the Shomea shouldn't make a hefsek. So says the Beis Yosef, how do you understand the opinion of the Itter? Right? Tur, I don't understand your kasha on the Itter. Because at the end of the day, the Itter's right. Kriyas Megillah ended. This bracha afterwards is a totally different concept. It has nothing to do with Kriyas Megillah. Kriyas Megillah ended. Now we're just adding on. What are we adding on? We're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mo Dalanes, we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the miracle. It's clear, right, clear as day, that according to the Beis Yosef, according to the opinion of the Itter holds like the Ran, right? Now look at the Bach. The Bach says, Veino Nira, Taimo, now he's, again, he's explaining the Tur's understanding of the Itter. He says, Taamo, the reason why the Tur was so bothered, Dekevan Shemavarech, Havei Alav Chola, Kimo, Birchas Yishtabach Acher Pesukah Dezimra. Right? What's crystal clear is how is the Bach understanding this bracha? It's like any Birchas HaMitzvah, right? The same way we say Yishtabach, we have make a bracha there. It's a Birchas Chova. It's not an add-on, but it's a Chova. It's part and parcel of the davening, of the experience of Mikra Megillah. Miu Beis Yosef, he quotes the Beis Yosef who says that it's Modal Anais, and he says that's the Ran's opinion. Aval Rabbeinu, but the Tur, lo sphere lehachi, the Tur understands the bracha fundamentally in a different way. Ella, and here's the key words, Shaicha Amegillah. What is this bracha? It is not separate and distinct of the Megillah, but rather it is Shaicha Amegillah. It is Shaich to the Megillah. Right? Think about the Rav's terminology, that it's connected to the Megillah. And so this Chakira of the Rambam and the Ran, how do you understand the nature of Harav Esrivenu? Is it an add-on bracha, Sheva, Choda? Or is it part and parcel of the experience of reading Megillah? This, says the Beis Yosef, in the Bach, is the machlokas between the Itter and the Tur. According to the Itter, it is a Bircha Shevach. And therefore, the reason why speaking is not a hefsik is because I already finished my Megillah. This is just an add-on to it. According to the Tur, no, what are you talking about? This is part of Mikras Megillah. And therefore, if you speak or interrupt in any way, you've interrupted the process of Mikra Megillah. That's a problem. What are they arguing about? They're arguing about the machlokas between the Ran and the Rambam. How do you understand the nature of the bracha of Harav Esrivenu? That is nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number two is, what about tzibur or yachid? So we have here, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Ula achareah noogin levarach Harav Esrivenu. Im lo beirach lo lefaneh velo lechareah yata. And if you don't make the bracha, you're fine, don't worry about it. V'nagu lomer balayla sheheni aval lo bayom. Ve'ein levarach achareah ela betzibur. When can you only make this bracha of Harav Esrivenu? That is only if you're a betzibur. It only works if you are in public. Again, a minion comes along the Be'er Halacha, and he quotes, V'hinei b'Beis Yosef kasad Or HaSchaim, k'mo kein b'shem Yerushalmi, v'ayin be'el Yerabba, de'ochia mikama poskim, de'mevarech afilu b'yachid. The Be'er Halacha quotes, the El Yerabba says, that even b'yachid, you can make this bracha. V'ayin b'bir ha'gra, de'mi Yerushalmi gam kein ein raya, v'lo kai ela b'erchas ha'toru, mikom akum nira. De'ein kedai levarech achareah. The Be'er Halacha says if you don't have a tzibur, you probably shouldn't make the bracha la'achareah. De'belav hachi bracha zo afilu b'tzibur einu chiyuvis v'talya b'minhaga. Right? Because at the end of the day, this bracha is not a chiyuv. U'mi yomar shnisbashis min hakayom levarech b'yachid. Right? In other words, we have this concept of safek brachas la'hakel. So here we have a machlokes. Right? The Ramah says you can only say b'tzibur. The El Yerabba says you could even say it b'yachid. So what do? So he quotes the Prima Gadim who says, okay, generally when we have a machlokes, whether or not to say a bracha, we generally paskin that you do what? That safik brachas lahakel, you don't make the bracha. What are they arguing about? What are they arguing about? So over here, you see, hold on, I want to come back to that, sorry. So what are they arguing about? Well, it's very clear, says the Achronos Shesvarim, that if you hold like the Ran, that is Birchas Shevach, can I say Shevach without a minion? Can I thank Hashem right now, even if I don't have a quorum of people here? Absolutely. But if it's part and parcel of Mikra Megillah, if it's part of the existence, part of the structure, the context of Megillah, so then one could very easily argue, yes. So perhaps another Nafkamina Halacha is exactly this topic of whether or not you can say it be tzibur or not say it be tzibur. What's an extension of this? Well, an extension of this is who is part of that tzibur, right? Does it have to be 10 people who haven't yet fulfilled the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah? Or let's say we all heard Mikra Megillah and John Doe is reading the Megillah now. And now he comes back and he says, you know what? I need 10 people to answer Harav Esrivenu with me. So we say to him, we say, you know what, but 9 of us have already fulfilled the mitzvah. He says, don't worry, I'll be mitzvah with you with my minion. Does that count? Does that work? So you have here in Alicha Shlomo, where he writes the following. He says, Nihidilin Pirsuminis Mahani, Mashe Machnis, Asara Shishmu Kriyaso, Afshin Kvar Yatsu Dechovasan. He says, yeah, if you view it as if it's a Pirsuminis, then of course it could be 10 people have all fulfilled their mitzvah already. Mikomakum near a pasha dein mevarchim b'chiyai gavna birchas Harav Esrivenu. But says Rosh Zalman, that's not how I think you should say the bracha of Harav Esrivenu. Ella b'asara, it has to be 10. Hashomim l'kayim chovasam. 10 people who are only listening for the purposes of be mekayim their chiyum. What are they arguing about? What are the two sides in Halicha Shlomo? So it's very clear now, right? He even articulates it. He says, if it's pirsuminis, so then it could be 10, it could be any 10 people. But if it's dafka, you believe it's part of Mikra Megillah, then you need people who are reading it, lekayim chovasam. So that is nafkamina number 3. I'll read it to you here. This is from the Piskei Tshuva. We're going to skip the first paragraph. We're going to come back to that in a second. But he says, v'yesh mekomos anoagin levarach acharei ach biyachid. He said, there are those who say this even biyachid. Uvimakom shkena minag, ein letzar svaras, safik brachas lahakev alo levarach. Ve'elu hanoagin lo levarach acharei ach biyachid, yomru. And those who don't say it biyachid, they'll say, right? Al kopanim brachazu belo shem malchus. They'll say without shem malchus. Says the Piskei Tshuva, v'harotza laseis yedei kol safik, yuchal lasov mishkana v'yedidav. He says, if you want to avoid any problems whatsoever, you're a guy, you're lonely, you need to say the bracha. He says, I got a great suggestion. Round up your neighbors, 9 other men, the sheya yachad asara, so that together we have 10, the yuchal levarech bracha zubaznehem, afshim kvar yatsi dechovasan, mikol makom. So he says the opposite. Haraika persuminisa beasara. In other words, he says that the persumines needs 10 people. And therefore he said that you're allowed to get 10 other people together, right? Even if they've already fulfilled their mitzvah. Why? Because how is he understanding it? He's not understanding that I'm fulfilling a mitzvah of the bracha, a mitzvah that's connected to Kriyas Megillah. No. He says rather it's begeder persumines. And because it's begeder persumines, what do I care whether the 9 other guys already fulfilled the mitzvah? Right? What do I care? What does it matter to me? All I care about is what? All I care about is that there's the opportunity to be mefarsim the nes, that there's enough of people there to allow me to publicize the miracle. So nafkamina number 1 was the tour in the Itter. Nafkamina number 2 was Sibur Yachid. Nafkamina number 3 is who can be mitstarif to that Sibur? Can it just be the can it be any 9 people, or can it be 9 people who specifically have not yet fulfilled their mitzvah? The last nafkamina I want to discuss is what about women, right? Can women create this tzibur, right? Can they form that quorum of 10 people? So you have Mikrei Kodesh, Svi Pesach Frank, who writes, right? They quotes the Ramah. He says, V'yesh la'ayin, b'korei asa megillah lefnei eser nashim, im yesh lahen, Levarech berchas aravis reveinu. I'm reading Megillah for 10 women. Do we make the bracha of aravis reveinu? Lefi psakar rama haniskalel. According to the Rama, says you need a tzibur. Do I make the 10 women with me? Do they constitute a tzibur? According to the Rama, v'ashaylahi im eser nashim yeshalen shem tzibur. Do these 10 women have the shem tzibur? Legavin osa dvarim shnischai b'hem. V'im banu lahashvos din zel lekriyas Megillah. L'man damar shesara chatzara, hari hu mafsik, gam eser nashim. Dinyan asara sham, hu mishum pirsume nisa, uva eser nashim yesh pirsume nisa. Says Rosi Pesach Frank, that all we need here is pirsume nis. So yeah, 10 women is mefarsim amase. Who said it has to be 10 men? Who says that the issue of publicizing the miracle has to be with men? It requires a tzibor. So can't 10 women be enough of a constitution for pirsumenes? What are they arguing about? What's this argument about? So says Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, where he says, O mishun she bracha zo hi bracha shevach al nes, v'lachein tzarech eser mishun pirsumenes, v'yu mishun pirsumenes mahani afilu be'eser nashim. If the whole way you view this bracha is through the eyes, through the lens of pirsumenes, then for sure you could have 10 women. Umatasi advar mefurashim baruch hashulchan shekasav sheatam shel yusham mishabracha chrona ravis yirenu who dafka beasara havi mishum deikar sham pirsuminis. The reason why you need dafka 10 is because of pirsuminis. And he goes on v'yesh l'dmoa dot. V'yesh l'hosif d'micheiban sheikara shel bracha zu l'shevach u'lahodos asanes lachein enu rach beasara dika pirsuminisa. Right? And therefore he says pashut Shebekore lifnei eser nashim yicholas levarech bracha haravas rivenu diika persuminisa kamolin in mikra megillah lamanda amar shetzarech asar. Says Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, if you view it as persuminis, then 100%, 10 of the women are going to be allowed to say this bracha of Aravis Rivenu, because that is Pirsuminis. What's the implication of it, Tzivi Pesach, Frank? What happens if I don't view it that way? What if I view it like the Rambam? Right? What if I view it like the Hare Kedem, where I view it fundamentally different, that it's not Pirsuminis, but rather it is part of Kriyas Megillah, the same way it's part of Kriyas Torah. So the implication is, then it would be a very different conversation. Right? That the same way women, 10 women, don't constitute a tzibor for Kriyas Torah, so too, they wouldn't constitute a minion for the bracha of Haravas Rivenu. And that's explicit in the way that the Rasui Pesach Frank over and over and over again talks about only if you view it through Pursuminase, only if you view it Pursuminase, only if you view it Pursuminase. So what we saw here today was an understanding of, let me ditch my screen so you can see me. First of all, I hope everyone likes my background. I'm in Persia, I'm in Iran for today's events. But, right, what are we arguing about? Well, let's summarize. We were talking about the nature of the bracha of Aravas Rivenu. We had a very peculiar statement of the Mishnah, right, that says it's a minag. We didn't really know what that was talking about. The Gemara says, am I in Dubai? I don't know, I googled Iran and it said this. The Gemara says, no, the bracha beforehand is a chova. The bracha afterwards is the one that is a rishus. We asked, what is it exactly? What's the nature of this bracha? So we saw two opinions. One is the approach of the Ran, and the other is the approach of the Rambam. The Ran comes along and says that the structure of this bracha is pirsumenes. That's why the Ran says, I'm not bothered that it starts with the word baruch, even though it's a bracha smucha l'chavrta. He says, no, it's not a bracha smucha l'chavrta. It's fundamentally a different type of bracha. The bracha beforehand is a birchas hamitzvah, chova. The bracha afterwards is part of pirsumenes, totally separate, distinct, and that's why it's not a bracha smucha l'chavrta. That's why it starts with the word baruch. Comes along the Rambam. Remember, the Rambam had a very different order of events than the way we do it. We open up our entire Megillah, then we read it, then we close it, then we say the bracha. The Rambam comes along and says, no, first you read it, then you open it, then you close it, and then you make the bracha. We said, what is that all about? The Rav's understanding of it in Hare Kedem, that what it's about is that the Rambam fundamentally views this bracha differently. He views it as part of Kriyas Ksuvim, part of Kriyas HaMegillah. In the same way, at the end of Kriyas HaTorah, we have a bracha, which is part of Kriyas HaTorah. So too, at the end of Mikra Megillah, we have a bracha, a Birchas HaTorah, Birchas HaKsuvim, a bracha that's interconnected to the Megillah. We discussed four different nafkaminas lahalacha between those two approaches. One is the tour in the Itter, very interesting. The Itter says, don't beat up on people who are mafsik. Tour says, how can you say that? What are they arguing about? So both the Beis Yosef and the Bach say what they're arguing about is our machlokes. Beis Yosef says you want to understand the Itter. What makes him say that you can be sach bein time, that it's not a hefsik, is that it has nothing to do with Mikra Megillah. It's totally separate bracha. It's a birchas hashevach. Comes on the Bach and says, yeah, you want to know why the Tur is so upset? Because the Tur views it as part of Mikra Megillah. And once it's part of Mikra Megillah, how can you have the Havamina to have any hefsik whatsoever? Nafkamina number two was the Tzibor. Nafkamina number three was whether or not who could be part of that Tzibor, right? Does it have to be specifically 10 new people who haven't fulfilled their mitzvah, or could it be anybody? Okay, and the last one we saw is what about women? If you hold that it's Pirsumenes, that that's the structure of this bracha, says Rasui Pesach Frank, then of course 10 women can be a Tzibor for the context of Pirsumenisa. The implication of that is if you view it the other way, that's when you are going to have a problem. So hopefully with this year, even though we still might be hungry, and even though we still might be antsy to get home, at least we'll have a new appreciation for this bracha of Haravas Rivenu. We'll pay a little bit of attention to it, and we'll recognize the role that it plays, both in Mikra Megillah and in being Mefarsim the Nes. I bid everyone farewell. Wish you all a beautiful week.